While it may look like your average dirt track, the track at Churchill Downs, where the Kentucky Derby will be run tomorrow, is a special piece of real estate. It is built for high performance and safety, and it requires a lot of upkeep. As Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports, the man in charge of keeping the track in top condition is retiring after 30 years on the job.
The track is generically described as dirt, but is actually a careful mixture of river sand, silt, and clay. For more than a century, Churchill Downs has had a track superintendent. Raymond Butch Lair leads a team of dozens that carefully tends the one-mile oval. Lair is just the third person to hold the job. He took over in 1982 and has built a national reputation for excellence. Lair surveys the track from his perch beneath Churchill Downs' twin spires. He turned 64 this year.
I think my body's wearing out, really, but all the pressure and the hours that we work, I don't want them carrying me out of here in a basket.
It's a warm, sunny spring day at Churchill Downs, and the track is rated as fast. Between races, Lair's crew is raking, fluffing, and spraying the dirt. One of the crew's biggest pressures is reacting quickly to the fickle weather in Kentucky, like the hailstorm that pounded the track on the opening day of the spring meet. It didn't cause any major problems, but it reminded Lair of a nightmarish day at the track, where time is marked by the names of Derby winners.
Probably the most challenging Derby we had was Smarty Jones, and when we had the construction going on and we had some issues and some very bad weather came through.
Torrential rain soaked Churchill Downs about an hour before the 2004 Derby, washing out a portion of the track. Lair and his crew were able to rebuild it and get the rest of the oval dry enough for racing. Derby-winning jockey Calvin Burrell has been riding at Churchill Downs for more than 14 years. He calls Lair one of the best in the business, especially when it comes to the safety of horses and riders. Burrell says Lair sought out jockeys' opinions after last week's hailstorm.
He even made us go out and track and see if it was safe. Not too many of them do that, you know. Most of them would say, yeah, it's safe. Go ahead and ride.
Like everyone, Lair was shaken by the injury suffered by the filly Eight Bells just after the finish of the 2008 Kentucky Derby. She had to be euthanized on the track. The accident was not related to track conditions, but Lair became a member of a national alliance that has been attempting to develop industry-wide safety standards. Some race courses have installed PolyTrack, the synthetic surface that advocates say can reduce catastrophic injuries, but Lair is not sold on it.
I think it still has problems, especially when they get into saying it's all weather, and so far what I've seen is it's all weather as long as it's not too hot or not too cold.
As he sits under the spires, Butch Lair says he hasn't given much thought to what it will feel like on his final Derby day, especially at that emotional moment when the post parade makes its way to the starting gate, to the strains of My Old Kentucky Home.
We're certainly going to be at our best if we can, and that's all the time, wouldn't be just because of this year.
Still, Lair admits it will be a special moment and a special day for him and his crew. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.